On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg and Polokwane 24.
Eldorado Park, N12 East, a crash after Klipspruit Valley Road. Pretoria side, Solomon Mahlangu Drive, a crash at Delmas Road. And we've got a stationary vehicle on the N12 West as well at Voortrekker Road.
The High Court in Pietermaritzburg has overturned the 1967 inquest's finding that former ANC President Albert Luthuli's death was caused by a train accident. Judge Nompumelelo Radebe found new evidence inconsistent with the original conclusion, noting signs of assaults before his body was placed on the tracks.
The finding and the ruling of the magistrate, Mr. C.I. Boswell, dated 19 September 1967 at the Stanger Magistrates Court under inquest number 76 of 1967 is set aside.
Forensic experts also testify that Luthuli's injury showed defensive wounds and not train impact. Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Mameluke Kubai says progress has been made in the extradition of those accused of murdering rapper Keenan, aka Forbes, and Tebelo Tips Motsoane. Siyabonga and Malusine Damane have withdrawn their appeal against extradition from Eswatini, bringing their return to South Africa closer. Here's Ministry spokesperson Terence Manase.
The minister is of the view that their withdrawal brings the process of extraditing them to South Africa closer to being finalized. The minister looks forward to the successful extradition of the accused so that they can face justice and so that the families of the victims can finally find closure.
Forbes and Motsoane were gunned down in February 2023. Now to Marlborough and Johannesburg, where the investigation into a deadly taxi shooting continues. Two people have died. One of the deceased is a high-ranking official of the Alexandra, Randburg and Midrand Taxi Association. He was shot dead along with his bodyguard. Here's the police's Demokatsu Nebowe.
The driver of the Audi and one passenger from the Mahindra buggy were declared dead on the scene, while three more occupants of the buggy sustained gunshot wounds and were taken to hospital.
In news abroad, floods in Vietnam have claimed at least 10 people this week alone. 8 others are missing. More than 128,000 homes in 5 central provinces have also been flooded. And a new Oxford-led study published in Nature reveals that Africa's ecosystems are operating on less than 2/3 of their original energy, threatening biodiversity and livelihoods. Lead author from Oxford's Environmental Change Institute, Tai Loff, says that wildlife power, the energy driving nutrient cycling and seed dispersal, has dropped since pre-colonial times. Loft also warns that the loss of large species like elephants and rhinos has drastically weakened ecosystem functions across the continent. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 4.
Thank you. For-